Reading from Paul's letter to the Thessalonians, part 5, beginning to read at verse 16. Be joyful always, pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not put out the Spirit's fire. Do not treat prophecies with contempt. Test everything. Hold on to the good. Avoid every kind of evil. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Francis is going to preach to us. Let's just pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for our brother. Please speak into him and then speak through him the words that you have for us today. In Jesus' name we pray your anointing upon him. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Wow. Wow. Thank you. Well, two thousand and one, on the 9th of January, we arrived in this place, and this church was packed. I knew a lot of friends who came with me to make sure that I left my previous parish. And I am so grateful that some of them are here this morning. Thank you for coming. Thank you. For some of you, we have walked, or rather we've been on an adventurous journey. A journey that has taken us into all sorts of places. We have wept together. We have prayed together. We have been disappointed together as well. Because when you take a risk, when you pray, there is always a possibility that God may say, wait, not yet. And I look at you, my friends, and I see that for some of you, yes, we still have the scars of praying and not seeing those prayers answered. But we've been on a fabulous journey, haven't we? Oh, thank you. I just looked because I thought, you know, well, today is Valentine's Day, so I thought I'd use red. I'd use red to say asante, and for my dear wife to say thank you. That is, that asante is thank you in Kiswahili. And I want to say thank you for being such a wonderful community. A community of faith, but also a community that loves. When I arrived here, I was introduced to this church by a friend of mine who actually rang me and told me, Francis is a clergyman, and he told me, Francis, I've just seen a job, and I think it has got your name written all over it. And it would be lovely if you applied for it. And I remember that day, you know, we only lived in York, so Elaine and I drove into this church. It was open. Thank you, Barbara and Pat, and John Darvill, and Ian, who used to keep this church open all those years ago. It was an afternoon, it was open. I walked in, I didn't even walk into the narthex, or rather the little glass place at the back. I walked right into this space here, and I stood round, looked round, and as I looked round, I remember John Darvill ran up and told me, we are looking for a vicar. So I said, what did your last one die of? And he said, no, it didn't die, just retired. I didn't say anything. I then left this place and walked down the road to your post office. And I met a guy there who was sitting there. It used to be rearranged differently. And I asked him, what do you think about that church behind you? He looked and he said, what church? I'm saying this publicly because I've spoken to him since. And he's been in this church for a baptism. And, he's a Muslim. And I remember him saying he was glad that he came to see what happens in the church. To you, my friends, I can't preach to you because you are my friends. All I want to do is to actually say that which is on my heart. I will, of course, use that scripture that was read to us a long time ago in this service. Pray continually, rejoice always, give thanks because this is good for you and God desires it. But I want to pay great tribute on this Valentine's Day to my darling wife. She's been an incredible support. We have walked together. We've enjoyed a lot of things in this community. In this community, I have discovered how to cook. Did you know that? When I was in other parishes, I didn't cook because my dear wife cooked everything. But since arriving here, she's found herself busier than I have been. Therefore, roles have been changed. And it's been my pleasure, my dear, to cook regularly for you. Unfortunately, the diet has not changed, does it? It's always cabbage. And it works every time. But what can I say? We have enjoyed ourselves. I want to thank you as a community for welcoming us. Pat, remember that day? Remember the hug? when on the day I was licensed, Pat, I know, and she's wearing the same dress. Ooh! And, she came to welcome me and did that. And I didn't take your hand, did I? Instead, I took you to my heart. Because I believe that when we take other people into our hearts, what happens is that there is a heart-to-heart meeting that means that you can tolerate other things. When you love, you can cover a lot of mistakes. When you love, it's amazing what you can do with one another. When you look for the best in others, for those who are in the narthex, when you look for the best in others, guess what? You will always find it. That's what I want to leave with you. I want to say, continue to love one another. Make this community a community where many will come and find love. I don't know about you, but I walk the streets a lot. And I notice, no, I'm not a man of the streets. I have noticed that very often when a house goes on sale in this village, it is snapped up very, very quickly. Would you agree with me? Do you know why? Because strangers walk into this community and can tell it is a community that has got a heart. It's a community that has got a great deal to give. But a community that has got a great deal to give can end up not having a heart at all. And therefore, remember Stabe Gala? It's been through a few hiccups, hasn't it? Because I think most of us just say, it goes on. Tell you what, you want to find the secret of being a community? Get involved. Thank you, Christine. Thank you for drawing the best out of me. I have worked with Christine in various contexts, and I always rejoice that she's got such a heart for this community. Thank you. I have learned from you. I have learned from many of you, especially your patience with me. Catherine, I want to say thank you. Thank you for organizing me. Thank you, too, for making sure that the appointments were kept. If it was left to me, I might have missed a funeral. Catherine has been incredible. But this is not just about me, is it? It's also about my wonderful wife. She's got a poem that she wrote more than 40 years ago, and it is still relevant. So I'm going to invite her to actually say a few words before we do something else.
1972, I wrote this. I don't write, but I found it on my journey round the house, throwing out stuff. And it felt right for today, so don't judge the literature, but just listen to what it says. A miracle, the spider's web with intermingling and entwining strands that meet and then move on. Every strand is vital. Every knot is strengthening, a part of the whole which will finally be spun. Just so our lives, a thread in constant motion and entwined with others' lives to build a perfect web. How sweet the joys of some encounters, and how we would remain entwined, and yet we must move on and build upon the knot, knowing that the threads of love remain. How bitter the pains of some encounters, and how we would not remain entwined, and yet we must move in to build the knot, knowing that the bitter can become sweet. How liberating to move in him whose service is perfect freedom, not held by the past, nor fearing the future, just with him in the present, knowing all to be in his perfect plan. The knot in the web that is St. Andrew's for me is huge. And it's huge because it's all of you. It includes all of you. We've been together in community, in the community of faith. We've adventured together. Francis used that word. I use that word. My life's a bit of an adventure. It will continue to be an adventure, but this has been an amazing adventure for me. We've explored together. We've laughed together. We've cried together. We've grown together. We've had ideas and visions and dreams, and we've taken risks together. We've been open to the love of Jesus and to the presence of God in this place, in our lives. And we've shared that love. We'll move on in the presence of God, with God, and you will stay with God in the present, and you'll continue your adventure, and we'll continue our adventure. Because in him is fullness of life and fullness of joy. And we will have that apart. But love, the love we've had, remains. So we want to sing a song that has meant a lot to us over the years. It says that on the journey to heaven, we'll walk with the Lord Jesus, walk with him. Whether it's night or whether it's day, we'll walk with him.
Katika safari ya kwenda mbinguni, tembea na Bwana Yesu, ingawa usiku, ingawa mchana, tembea na Bwana Yesu, tembea na ye, tembea na ye. Tembea na Bwana Yesu, ingawa usiku, ingawa mchana. Tembea na Bwana Yesu. Safari ni ndefu ya kwenda binguni. Tembea na Bwana Yesu. Tufikapo kule tutamwona Baba. Tembea na Bwana Yesu. Tembea na ye. Tembea na ye. Tembea na Bwana Yesu. Ingawa usiku, ingawa mchana. Tembea na Bwana Yesu.
Tembea naye, walk with him. Tembea, walk na Bwana Yesu, the Lord Jesus. Will you sing that?
Wow.
Tembea naye, tembea naye, tembea na Bwana Yesu. Tembea naye, sing.
Tembea naye, tembea naye, tembea na Bwana Yesu. Ingawa usiku, ingawa mchana. Tembea na Bwana Yesu. Tembea na ye, tembea na ye. Tembea na Bwana Yesu. Ingawa usiku, ingawa mchana. Tembea na Bwana Yesu.
Wow, thank you. And now to conclude, we are indeed going on a journey. And I want to use Hebrews 11 verse 8 that says, "Is by faith Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going." And this is not my thoughts. These are Elaine's thought way back in 1972. And I came across them. This was before we met. But these words have inspired me as we have looked back together. We do not need to know where we are going if we know God is leading. Starbeck, thank you. Thank you for everything. May the sun always shine on you. May the church be the center of community, and may the church be full of life, that those who come may receive life. May this community be a place where children will be safe,
children will reach their full potential, may reach for the stars to be the best that they can be. May the elderly find in this place, in this community, a place where they will feel at home and feel safe. May you continue to love one another. And please, 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 pray always. Never stop praying. Rejoice always, even when it is difficult. Be thankful in all circumstances. Count your blessings. Count them, because if you don't, you will forget your blessings, and then you will remember your woes. An antidote to woes is count your blessings. And as I look round, I can see that we have counted blessings with, I have counted blessings with many of you. And today I want to say, remember the blessings. Remember all that God has done. Remember the friendships, and walk in humility with God. Amen. Amen. Wow. Over to you.